were sailing on waves of silver. There were echoes in the wind. When we raised our sails to capture them, the ship was lifted up and in and we sang.
Welcome to the Boogaloo Conservatory Radio Show. Today we're interviewing Brian Frosty Sneed. Frosty is a former professional boxer. He's been associated with the Kings Gym since 1990. Frosty has been in camp with the 5X world champion Evander Holyfield and worked out with rap legend MC Hammer and Dion Primetime Sanders. Hello, Frosty. It's a real pleasure interviewing you. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing fine, man. Nice to be a part of this thing you got going on here.
You know, it's interesting. We know you as a professional boxer, but how many know you were a boogaloo?
Oh, man, not too many, man. A few of my fans, I used to be the hype man for MC Hammer back in the day. But before that, we used to boogaloo in the streets of Oakland, dancing around, man, going to the parties and just trying to make a name for ourselves.
So about when did you start dancing?
Oh, man, it had to be early 70s, like 70.
Oh, wow. 72, you remember all the creeping and posing and...
Oh, yeah, man. I can remember the first shows, watching the shows, going to the high school I graduated from. I seen the first Boogaloo show there, Black Resurgence.
Oh, really?
I believe it was like 1975. I never forget. It was the baddest show I ever seen. They never did the show again.
Where was that?
It was at Fremont High School.
Okay.
Yeah, and it wasn't a talent show. It was their show. It was like a night show.
Uh-huh.
It started about like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And they did a whole show and they turned it out.
So did you go to Fremont or Castlemont?
I went to Fremont.
Okay.
Later on, I went to Fremont, yeah.
So I'm just curious. You know, I keep hearing the name Duck.
Duck?
Yeah, associated with Fremont High School.
Oh, never heard that name. You know, that probably was before my time.
Okay, yeah, they said I think he was a mascot, but yeah, he may have been early 70s.
Yeah, probably before my time, man. That,
well,
because
so,
I knew one of the mascots from the black surgeons. He Larry Robinson. He stayed by my house. He was the mascot.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid, like when I was like in junior high school, he was the mascot in high school, and he was like a real good boogaloo.
Yeah, he. I know. I saw him. There was a video when they were performing later on, and when I saw him dance, I'm thinking, yeah, that's some of the stuff I remember back then. But
yeah. He's wear the Tigers uniform and do a lot of moves with the uniform on, boogaloo on, yeah.
So he influenced you. Were there any other dancers that influenced you?
Oh, yes. He was one of them, Larry Robinson. He stayed in my neighborhood, and John Murphy stayed in my neighborhood. And John Murphy and Steve Williams lived in my neighborhood, too. So, man, I had some of the great guys right there in my neighborhood.
Steve.
And, go ahead.
Yeah, Steve Williams had a brother, too, right?
Yeah, Larry Williams. Steve Williams. He got a lot of brothers. I think he got about 6 or 7 brothers. But yeah, the main ones was the Boogaloo ones was Steve and Ted. I think Ted Williams. Ted Williams was the first guy I seen lean. He leaned. I watched him lean down like I thought he was going to touch the ground, and he was standing straight up, and he leaned so far over. It was incredible.
Yeah, I remember you leaning one time at a. At Lance's birthday party.
Yeah. That brought back some memories, man. We used to do that. Lance used to give these parties every year, and all the boogaloos used to come to his house. And one year I believe it was 79 or something like that, 78. It could have been like, man, it could have been way worse than that. It could have been like 77 or 78. And it was like, man, I think he was like, we were 15 or 16th birthday party for him. I think I was 15, and man, all the boogaloos came out. Man, it was just a classic. John Murphy.
He John represents more, I guess, robot-type moves?
No, John, back then, John can do everything. So that's what made him more special. He can robot and boogaloo and dance. So he was three-dimensional.
Yeah.
So once you get him in one area, he'll switch over to something else. And he was like a master robot.
Yeah.
So he'll start off boogaloo, and he'll let you hang with him. And then if you get him too tough, he'll just switch over, and he'll start roboting. And he'll just turn it out. He was like a master robot.
It's kind of like rock, paper, scissor.
No, I mean, it was like he'd have tea party. He'll have a tea party. He'll pass cups to everybody and serve them tea in robot form. It was incredible, man. He was real good.
Yeah. What type of moves was Steve doing?
Oh, Steve was like a quick dancer, quick poser. He would stop and freeze on you so quick that he was like a quick. His boogaloo moves was quick and precise, and he had the Jill Scott roll too, man. He can roll that chest, man, and he'd stare you down. What happened was he'd stare you so hard, and then he'd pose and move so quick. And it was like, man, it was like watching a time machine go, man. He had this thing called he came out of Youth Authority. He went to Youth Authority when he was a teenager. He came out of Youth Authority. He made up this dance called the Dinosaur. And it's not the dinosaur I see these people doing now. It's like, man, it's like the Triceratops Rex dinosaur. He had this dance called the Dinosaur he used to do. And it was like walking. He was like walking like a dinosaur. It was incredible, man. To watch him do that dance and watch it, and because they usually have the trip lights on, so you can see like he's like almost like he's in 3D.
Uh huh.
The movements.
Well, where did he learn how to do that stuff?
Well, he had to learn it while he was in Youth Authority, because he came out of Youth Authority. That's when him and John had the battle at Lance's house.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about his brother? Was his brother Ted similar, or?
Ted, no. Ted was, no, he wasn't as good. He just was playing around with the boogaloo. He wasn't a real boogaloo as far as trying to dance. He just played around with it.
Now, did you ever see Kearney dance?
Yeah, I used to see Kearney and them all the time. They used to be with John Murphy and them. See, that was his crew.
Okay.
See, the Black Messers now. Kearney, I didn't see a lot, but I used to see Newsom, Tony Newsom.
Yeah.
You ever heard him?
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about Tony.
Yeah, Tony Newsom was real good, man. As a matter of fact, I stole one of his moves called the Elevator Shaft. I don't know what they call it now, but... Yeah, I stole a move from him called the Elevator Shaft, man. I seen this guy in San Francisco try to do it, but he don't know how to do it, man. He tried to steal a version of it. That guy called Pop-Tart. He tried to steal a version of it, but he can't do it.
What I heard about Tony is that he just had a real flair for kind of posing and then misdirection.
Yeah, that's what he did. He did a lot of posing and misdirection with his posing and with his animation.
Yeah, he also talks about Ted Williams. I know I spoke with him on the phone a few times.
Ted Williams was good. When I was coming up, Ted wasn't really good with him. His brother Steve was like the best, one of the best in the town.
Yeah.
So he had to take a back seat, man. So, yeah, man. But we had other guys right in my neighborhood. I used to hang out with Newberry every day.
Oh,
We had a group together. But we never really did no performances, but...
What was the name of that group?
Oh, I cannot remember the name of the group we formed. It was like five of us from the neighborhood. Me, Newberry, Lance, this guy called Muggsy, and this guy called Roland. And Roland was a master vibrator. He could, at a whim, he can vibrate, man, and keep it going for... He can vibrate his whole body.
Roland?
His name was Roland. Yeah, he's Newberry's friend.
Newberry, Lance, you, Roland.
Yeah. And a guy named Muggsy. Muggsy was a floater.
A floater?
Yeah, he was the one that kind of like started that dance. They call it the San Francisco strut now. But Muggsy used to do it way before they started. We just called it floating. But they call it the San Francisco strut now.
Now, see, this is stuff I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's one dancer that that was from, I guess, I forget where, somewhere in East Oakland. He went to San Francisco, and he was boogalooing over there for a while, and they kind of took a lot of his stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, Muggsy was one of his influences.
I have no idea.
Think of this guy's name, but...
Yeah. But we had guys right here that invented dances. We had a guy, his name was the Birdman. His real name was Chris. They called him the Birdman because he raised pigeons. But that's where Muggsy got this floating style from. He was like a floater too. But he was real good. His name was Chris. He made up a few dances.
Well,
and if you talk about people in the boogaloo in Oakland, if you mention the name Birdman Chris, they're gonna say, yeah, he was tough to deal with.
So what neighborhood are you from then?
I'm like in the Fremont High School area, right there in the middle of East Oakland, like High Street.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's the neighborhood where Hammer grew up at. Gary Payton grew up there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Too Short used to come over there all the time. We had a good neighborhood. A lot of stuff was going on. A lot of people were trying to make it.
So when you say down at Highland,
High Street.
Oh, High Street. So
that's the street that Fremont High School was on, the main street in that area.
So if now if you speak of East 14th and High Street,
it's parallel to East 14th.
Okay. Okay. So that's, for some reason, I kept thinking Fremont was like way down in East Oakland on the 90s or 80s.
Fremont is on 45th Avenue.
Oh, that's why. So that's why it's a whole different.
Castlemont is on 90-something.
Right. So that's why you're naming a bunch of different people. And, yeah, it's just a whole different neighborhood down there.
It's a whole different neighborhood. See, like, Kearney and all them, they was down by Castlemont way.
Yeah.
And Tom Murphy and them was in our way. Even though they had a group together, they was different neighborhoods.
Okay, that's what. So you knew Newberry now?
Yeah, Newberry was Newberry, like grew up in my neighborhood, like close by my neighborhood, like the 60s or something like that.
Okay,
and I stayed in the 40s. So,
I'm just out of curiosity. Do you remember the very first time you saw some of the Boogaloo?
Because it had to be James Brown, and James Brown's name used to talk about the Boogaloo all the time.
Yeah.
James Brown and just see it. So I don't know, James Brown. I can't remember who the first person I ever can say. I can't say. It's hard to tell. Everybody, that was the only dance we did. That's the only thing I can remember doing. When you dance, that's what we did. Called the Boogaloo.
Now, when you train some of those people down at King's Gym and you start busting moves, do they ever say anything?
Oh, man, you can see the response. The whole gym almost stopped if I start getting off into it, really.
Okay. Oh, I did notice that one time you started dancing and the people in the ring, they actually stopped boxing.
Yeah.
They were looking at you. I didn't know if you knew it or not, but
yeah, I do it to them all the time sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I just get the move. Sometimes I get animated, man. I go into a routine, the whole gym will stop.
Mr. King doesn't mind that, or?
No, he doesn't mind.
Okay.
He always say, he say he had me first. I boxed amateur with Mr. King. Then I left Mr. King and went with Hammer for about 7 years, 8 years. Then I came back to Mr. King and turned pro. And
that's when he had the place down in downtown Oakland, I think.
Yeah, he had a place in, not downtown, he had a place on 23rd Avenue when I first joined there.
Okay.
23rd and East 14th.
And then he moved over to that new gym.
Yeah, and then he moved there in the 90s.
And he's still around. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's still kicking, man.
I talked with him for a while, and
man, he's an amazing dude, man.
He looks like he's in real good shape.
He is. Man, we used to box. We used to go around boxing all over California. But back to the dancing. Yeah, guys in my neighborhood. We had a guy. Like, damn, I'm trying to think of this guy. His name was. Lil June. His name was Lil June. He went to Hamilton. He was, like, amazing. Nobody would call him out because he was so good.
I think there were a lot of people like that back then.
Yeah, his name was Little June. He was fast. He moved as fast like Steve a little bit, but it was just different. But
he wouldn't call him out.
Nobody would call him out because he'd eat you up. Eat you up quick. There's one more guy that I want to mention, the guy, because he's a personal friend of mine. We also went to elementary school together. I've known him since, like, the second grade. His name is Stacy Williams. He made up this dance called the backslide, which now they call the moonwalk.
Okay, so is it the real backslide, or is it like you're walking on the moon?
No, it's what the Michael Jackson do. Michael Jackson, did you see Michael Jackson do?
Okay. All right, so that's it is the backslide.
They call that the moonwalk, but it's called, when they was doing it, when Stacey Williams made it up, it was called the backslide.
Okay, do you remember about what year that was?
It was, I was in the seventh grade, so it had to be 1963. I'm in the seventh grade. I'm like 12. So it was 1975.
Okay, all right.
1975, he made his dance, it's called the backslide. He was sliding on water, he was at the swimming pool.
That kind of tracks, though, because I know when I was speaking with, I don't know if you remember Derek and Company.
Yeah.
But I know some of their members, when they were dancing in 77, I think, 77, 78, they were doing the backslide.
Yeah, they probably were. Stacey Williams made the backslide up in 1975
right,
in
so
Oakland.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. It looks like you haven't lost too much because, you know, I've seen you dance a few times and, you're still doing quite a bit.
Yeah, I try to stay in shape, man. It's like my knees going, I can't get down like I used to. You see me trying to get to the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I kind of got my little movements, man. And,
I know, when I saw you at Lance's party, you did that lean at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, I got that from Ted Williams. That's where I got that from, Ted. Yeah,
and
man. Anyway.
I did a kind of like a double take because I couldn't believe you were leaning that far.
Yeah.
And, boy, you got my attention. That's all.
I want to get to one of these. I can't wait to get to the thing you have because, to me, boogalooing is different from the L.A. style of their boogalooing where they use the rolls and they roll their legs and they neck and all. We don't boogalooing in Oakland. We don't do no rolls. We don't do the things that they do from L.A. Our boogalooing is straight posing and movement and animation.
Yeah.
And I was trying to bring that to the forefront. How our styles was different. Like, it seemed like when we dance against our work, we're dancing against anybody. To me, boogalooing is like the rap art form of freestyle. I never know what I'm gonna do when I'm dancing somebody. It's not scripted. I'm not doing anything that I rehearse in front of the mirror at home. It's off the top of my tongue, like a rap, like a freestyle rap.
Right.
And so that's what makes the art form to me.
You're going with the beat.
Yeah, with the beats, what the groove dictates. Yeah, like I was in front of, like, I got in front of the mirror the other day, like a couple of days ago. And it was a nice beat, groove came on the music while we was working out. And I had to hit a few moves to the music, man. yeah, it's like it's unscripted. My boogaloo to me is unscripted. And it's a freestyle. It's like a freestyle rapper.
You know any... Are there any people in that gym that dance?
Oh, no, not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know that this is going to be a very special event.
Yeah, I hope so. I wish I could get some people to come out. I wish I could talk to my friend Hammer and get him to come out here and be a judge, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you got friends, let them know.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to let some people know. I'm going to call him and see if he's available.
Who was that again?
MC Hammer.
Oh, Hammer. Yeah. Bring him. Yeah.
I'm going to call him and see what he's doing, man, because he was all a part of this. We used to boogaloo at our shows. We did it. We boogaloo every night on stage. Every night we boogaloo.
Well, let him know,
around
that
the world,
if you name some of the people on that list, he might remember them. I know John confirmed he's going to be
there. Yeah, definitely, John.
Pat Scott.
I stayed around the corner from John. They stayed where you all stay in the same neighborhood.
Pat Scott may show up. We're not sure, but she's aware of it. She says she likes to come.
Nice.
Let's see. Jerry Rente will definitely be there from 1 Plus 1. Michael Enoch might come. Jerry said he talked to him, and he says he's interested in coming. So Kearney will be there. You know, we've I've sent invites out to the Resurgence, so possibly.
That's good. That's good. It's important to get these people there, man, to keep this alive.
Will might show, yeah.
If we be there and get it going, they're gonna be there because they're gonna feel they're missing out. So eventually, they're all gonna show up.
Yeah, yeah. But it should be quite a show because, you know, I got two other groups coming. Basically, hopefully, Turfers will be coming. It's kind of like what's going on in Oakland now.
I've seen that dance. That's a new turf dance. They're doing a new dance. It's nice. Oakland is always diversifying. They're always diversifying anything that they get a hold to. Can you imagine this form of dancing they're doing now?
Oh yeah,
it's just incredible how they can go from boogaloo into this, from crumping in LA.
It almost looks like the popping version of ballet.
Right. It's almost like no holds bars and dancing.
Yeah.
It's like we're battling, like, man, almost like they're really swinging, but they're not.
We're extending a handout to a lot of the crews in San Jose because they were also very strong in the late 70s, early 80s, and a lot of them never stopped.
Oh,
you know, there's a group called Playboys Incorporated. They'll be showing up in force, and I'll tell you, if you've never seen them dance, it's a real treat because they...
That's good, man.
I mean, if you want to see anything that kind of resembles Oakland in the old days, like in the early 70s, you're going to see a lot of the stuff. It's just incredible what they do. It's like they never stopped and they continue to innovate. So, but yeah, we're definitely looking forward to having you there.
Man, it's my pleasure, man. I can't wait to get there, put my style down, let them see some of the styles that I grew up watching.
Okay, yeah, and a lot of people.
Hopefully I can still move with it, move with the best.
Well, from what I've seen, you're in pretty good shape, so.
Thank you.
But
yeah, man, I like to see more of that locking stuff, too. Like you and that guy you had to be there with me. He's real good. I like that locking stuff.
Yeah, he's hopefully he's going to be there, too.
That'd be good.
His name is Doc Locke.
Yeah, he's nice, man.
Oh yeah, he's very friendly. He's outgoing. He just loves to dance. I know he loves to battle too. So, well, okay, Frosty. I think we're gonna end it here.
Okay.
And perhaps we can do this again. I know you're a very busy person, and I'm
on my way to the gym in a little while, man. Yeah. It's good talking to you.
So this is the Boogaloo Conservatory Radio Show, interview with Frosty. And Frosty, thanks again. We'll see you soon.
My pleasure.
All right.
Now the country that we came from, they play silver melodies, and the kings and queens are like the dead.